Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we need to have a healthy view of what fearing the Lord is. And fearless is a word that we use here on the podcast all the time. My podcast is named Fearless. It's a word that's so important to me, but it can have different meanings in different stages of life and different connotations. But we, of course, are living in a hostile culture that's increasingly hostile to biblical truth, of course. And I wrote a Fearless Family devotional for those that didn't know. And it's a study on 1 Peter. It's only 14 days long, but it's to help equip you to spend daily time in God's word and to help you prepare your family to have a fearless faith. And Peter, of course, he wrote this short letter to believers who are living in turbulent times, just like we are today. And I will put a link in the show notes of how you can get your own copy, but it's also on my website, sissygrahamlynch.com. I recently saw a children's book, and at first glance, it seemed really sweet. It seemed positive. And the title of the book was I Am Enough. And it's meant to be inspiring to kids about their worth, about their ability, what they're capable of doing, and finding value. But I think that whole idea of I am enough has transcended, and now adults, even Christian adults, have adopted this I am enough kind of mantra. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode of Fearless, the lie of I am enough. Hi, I'm Sissy Graham Lynch. Welcome to Fearless, helping you have a fearless faith in a compromising culture. With this idea of I'm enough, I understand where it comes from. It's meant to encourage women and men, but women probably have adopted this idea more so. It's always on coffee cups or t-shirts. I even had a friend who was recently at Hobby Lobby because we were talking about this idea, and she went to Hobby Lobby or Home Goods, some one of those stores, and it was one of those word arts, and it said, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, repeatedly. And you say it long enough, it kind of stresses you out. But I get it. It's meant to help us in this world of comparison to one another, in this world of social media where we see other people living these lives, taking these vacations, getting these job promotions, these beautiful homes. It can be overwhelming. And so I think it's meant to help in that comparison, even for maybe people who have physical restrictions in their own lives. And I think this is well intended. And we all need a boost at times. We all need that encouragement and that pat on the back that you're enough. You can do this. I often say we all need a Barnabas in our life, that person that comes alongside and encourages us, or vice versa, we need to be a Barnabas to somebody else in our life. But unfortunately, it's had these unintended consequences, and we've become conditioned and manipulated by the culture to rely on ourselves to be enough. And if my confidence is in my ability to be enough, it's done the opposite of what it's intended to be, because that really stresses me out that I got to put that pressure on me to be enough. And I can feel like every day that I failed in different areas of my life. And I think in our therapeutic age, I've often heard people, even Christians, share that they are struggling with that idea of feeling enough with the people around them. And on one level, I get that. My team around me can tell you very quickly that I often don't feel enough and capable to even have this microphone in front of me and to talk to you as an audience. I don't have enough confidence in myself. I have shared with you before that I have come from a family of very successful men who are very eloquent speakers, and I can often not have that confidence. But that's where even today, when I woke up and before I even opened up my eyes in bed, I've been busy. I've had a busy week with my family and my children, just a crazy mom life this week, and not even feeling prepared to come speak to this audience today. And I had to say, Lord, I'm not enough. I need you. I need your ability to get me through that. So I understand. I get where this is coming from. But instead of just that bolstering bit of confidence that we depend on ourselves for, are these affirmations, these mantras, these guided meditations the answer to what we need when we're struggling with that idea? And what does the gospel say about being enough? And why do we need to talk about what it means to be enough? Because I fail with my kids all the time with impatience, frustration, fatigue, and yelling. And I feel like I don't have enough time in the day to sit down with my kids. I don't have enough time and energy to give to my husband at night and have conversations with him. There's often I don't feel like I have enough in me for the Lord and what he's called me to do. And what is enough? Is my confidence enough? Am I fit enough, fashionable enough, organized enough? Have I made enough money? Have I been successful enough in my career? Am I even spiritual enough? And in 2017, the film The Greatest Showman had a song in the movie that became a major hit, and it was called Never Enough. And while the song is supposed to be a song about love, the lyrics are a little haunting when you think about it in our quest to be enough. If I had a voice that was enough and beautiful enough, I would sing it for you. But instead, I'll just read you the lyrics. But it says, all the shine of 1,000 spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough. Never be enough. And it reminds me of Proverbs 30, 15 through 16. The leech has two daughters. Give, give, they cry. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, land, which is never satisfied with water, and fire, which never says enough. And I think of that verse and how despairing that can be. But look at the world that we're in. This world will never provide enough for us and all the chaos and all the disparity that we face, the challenges we face on a day-to-day basis. The world will never be enough. We will never be enough. And the problem is we're not enough, not without God. Trying to be enough brings, honestly, more stress because we believe those lies. And when we're trying to strive to be enough and telling ourselves we're enough, it adds more pressure to me. It's like we're shouting into the wind, I'm enough, I'm enough. But on the other hand, we're on our social media reading, oh, look at this woman, look how beautiful she is, you know, fillers and Botox and the fashion that she's wearing, look at the houses they're doing, look at how successful they are. So on the other hand, we're saying we're not enough while we're shouting into the wind, I'm enough. And we as Christians, we have also bought into this lie that I am enough. And just last night, as I was preparing for this topic, I just Googled Bible verses about being enough. And there were quite a few Christian websites that would say 25 verses to say you're enough. So I was like, really? Let me see what they're saying. They would take these Bible verses completely out of context. You know, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That has nothing to say that you are enough. But yes, God has created you. He's got a purpose for you. And that purpose is to serve him, to give him the glory, to point people to his son, Jesus. But these Bible verses had nothing about being enough. We're enough and we're completed enough through him. And I think we gaslight ourselves with these affirmations that don't align with truth. And the real question is God enough? When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, the question is God enough for us? And that's what it's really all about. Do you really believe it? Do I really believe that? And all the places where I could not be enough is he. And when the Jews were in the desert on the way to the promised land, God gave them the miracle of manna. And he provided them with food, and he provided what they exactly needed. And it says in scripture in Exodus 16, the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for the day. And in this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions or not. And that is God enough for us with what he provides for you individually? Is he enough? Don't miss this. It was God who sent what was enough for each day. The people learned to depend on God. They couldn't be enough apart from him. And sometimes they would try to gather more than they needed for that day because they lost a little bit of trust with him. They were tempted with what was in front of them to gather more in an effort to have enough for the next day without depending on God. And that enough that they would try to gather, that extra, it would spoil before the next day. And the only exception was the instruction, the very specific instruction God gave for them to gather double the day before the Sabbath so they could rest on the Sabbath and not have to gather manna. So that God provides exactly what we are. We are enough through him. And also, according to 2 Corinthians, when we look at our own weaknesses, we have to remember that our weaknesses have a purpose. And that purpose is Jesus Christ. According to scripture, it says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So to remember, when you're not enough, when you feel weak, there's a purpose in that. And that purpose is Jesus Christ. Because ultimately, we're not enough. We cannot accomplish what God has put us on this earth without him. But ultimately, we can't cross that great divide that separates us from a holy God. Nothing man can do, no scheme, no skill, no greatness can cross that great divide that separates us from eternity with God, except what Jesus did on that cross. That cross bridges the gap for you and for me. And with that, that takes the pressure off of us. Thank you. What Jesus did on that cross, he completed it. He said when he took his last breath, it is finished. He did it for you and me. He is enough, and we are completed through him. And we have to remember that. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're not enough. But it's okay, because Jesus did it for you and for me. And it's simple. It's not about our works. It's nothing we can do. We're never going to achieve it. It's by his grace that we are enough. And I am so thankful for that, that every day I can depend on that grace. I teach that to my children all the time. When they see me fail, I'm very open about that and just saying, you know what? That's why we as Christians, we have that hope, because I'm not going to be a perfect mom. I am not going to be the perfect wife. I'm not going to do it all right all the time. But that's when we wake up and we depend on Jesus each and every morning. So as we close, just remember, it's not who we are as individuals, but it's who we are through him. And so I encourage you to take the pressure off. Be joyful that Jesus has taken that pressure off. And remember, when the world tries to tell you you're enough, or when they're trying to tell your little girl or your son that they are enough, to take that moment and to teach them that we're only enough through Jesus, that he will give us the strength and ability to do what he's called us to do. Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever." And when you feel like you might not be enough, your portion's not enough, that he is your portion forever. Thank you for joining me here on Fearless. As always, I encourage you to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, if you've missed any old episodes and would like to get caught up, you can check them out on sissygrahamlynch.com. I wasn't given the spirit.